Manx Radio's 1-3, tendered by Ramsey Garden Centre. Pick up your new all-season loyalty card in-store today and start collecting reward points.
And especially, that's what we're talking about now, the RNLI, because it is 200 years to this very day that Hillary set up the RNLI on this very aisle, which is kind of extraordinary. And we're talking about that because, as we've been hearing on Breakfast and throughout this day, and we've got a special programme this evening at 6 with Lewis as well, yes, to mark 200 years, Howard Kane, you've done something creative.
Well, we did. We have a little shanty group, you see. Yes, people might have seen it dotted around. We've got one, a gig coming up this next week for the RNLI. Yes, we sing with a little group called Minds of Shanty, six of us. We will say six boys, which is probably a misnomer because I think the average age is about 62.
Oh, you're all children, really, in the best possible way.
But yes, we just got together a few years ago off the back, I think, of Nathan and the Weller Man and such like when shanty came back. And we had all, at some stage or other, done a bit of folk singing and shanty singing. It's a tricky one, that. And we just thought it'd be fun to get together and sing some shanties. So we did it, and 2 years on, we're still going strong. And, you know, we've been doing gigs here and there around the island for charity and Air and Arts Centre and Sight Matters and all sorts of things. I mean, more to the point, having terrific fun. There's no egos there. It's all just to get together, have good fun, make a good sound, and sing some shanties, which is a great place to do.
They're always rousing, aren't they? And they're always kind of like, they've got great stories behind them.
Great stories. They're very accessible because they're very rhythmic. They're quite sort of repetitive because they were work songs, of course. They were songs designed for men, and I think it would be almost exclusively men, to be hard labour on ships, whether that was pulling in the anchor or mending nets or rowing or whatever the case may be. So they were rhythmic, methodical, quite repetitive songs, with usually a lot of the lyrics would be made up as they went along quite a bit, and then some of the lyrics stuck. But it's amazing when you look at some shanties, you will find even now 3, 4, 5 slightly different versions, sometimes with 6 verses, sometimes with 10 verses, because it depends, I think, where they were recorded, because a lot of it would have been a spoken tradition. But yeah, great songs, always popular, always very easy to sort of digest, as it were, even if you're not particularly into music or singing. So,
and easy to kind of sing along with, which is great.
And they're great to sing along with, and tap your feet and all the rest of it.
And usually you have to go back into time to get the sort of traditional, already existing shanties to sort of learn those and sing them. But no more, because you've written a new one, and for a very good reason.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's a case of, you know, you find some, and a year or two back we were singing As We Are Again for the Bonnig World Championships, and we thought, it's a shame there's no shanties about Bonnigs. So one of our members, bless him, wrote one, words and music, a wonderful one, the Bonnig Shanty. Now you'll be able to hear it again this year. This year, we were thinking, being the RNLI bicentenary, we thought it'd be great if there was a RNLI shanty or a lifeboat shanty. We have got something which, again, one of our members found a poem and put some music to it, which is beautiful, but we just need to see if we can get the rights to actually do that one. So in the meantime, the way around that, of course, is to do one yourself, isn't it?
Well, so, of all the organisations that should have a shanty written about it.
Exactly. So I spoke to Dave, one of the other members, and he said, well, if you write the words, I'll put music to it. So whilst I was away in Antipodean Adventures, killing time on the plane, I thought, right, if I don't do it now, it'll be too late and I'll forget. So I wrote some words, sent it back to him via the wonders of text and email, and lo and behold, he's put a wonderful tune to it as well. So we've just started working on it.
And I love that you've just started working on it. So, you know, we must say that you have recorded a little bit of your rehearsal from yesterday, haven't you? So this is a work in progress.
It's very much a work in progress.
I want everyone to hear it.
It's just two or three. This was like a couple of run-throughs just so we could post something to say happy birthday to the RNLI.
Well, it is its birthday today, so let's hear this verse and chorus of this brand new shanty from Minds of Shanty.
For centuries sailors crossed the seas, the winds and waves are braving. Should Davy Jones come calling, though no man thought them worth saving. Then in 1822 the racehorse she was grounded, and from the tragic loss of men the lifeboats they were founded. Sing RNLI, an institution who, with no pay, fame or glory, still risked their lives for you.
that is ace. I've got to say, that is so, and it's exactly as you've just described, shanties. It's very rousing. Mm. Great story. You've got the elements of the real story in there, so it's historical as well. And you're going to get so many people, I think, sort of joining in with that chorus.
Well, I hope so. It's a sort of snappy chorus, and that was the idea. So the six verses in total, which tell the story of from the beginning, the racehorse we heard there, and William Hillary, as we know, lived just down here and saw the racehorse founder. And that's where he had the idea of what can we do. And then, of course, he then went round to set it up. And as was true at the time, he was trying to get the Navy to support it. And they sort of said, oh, no, we don't do that sort of thing. You know, the Royal Navy's not interested in spending money and saving lives. Goodness me, no. So but he was undaunted, being a great visionary. And he went on to set it up and said, right, well, I'll do it. And I'll do it from public support. And, of course, here we are 200 years later. And it is amazing to think, isn't it? There are men and women who give all their time. Not only do they give their time, we've seen what the weather can be like looking from Manx Radio some days. Can you imagine pitch black, a force 10 gale going, and you set out on a boat to go and save people? You don't even know who the people are. It's just a case of someone in trouble. Off you go, putting your lives absolutely at risk to go and save God knows who. You don't know. You just know someone's in danger.
And things and conditions can change instantly.
Yeah, and you're prepared to go out into thunderous wind and rain and waves, and you don't really know. I know the equipment and everything and the training is world-class these days, but nonetheless, I couldn't do it, could you?
So dangerous. Well, our Lewis had a bit of a flavour of it. He went out with, I think it's Paul Serin Lifeboat last week. So if you tune in at 6 o'clock, you'll be able to hear him going out on a training session. I think what we'll do is we'll save the rest of your shanty for those to listen to it.
Absolutely.
On Saturday night, are you going to preview it?
Saturday,
are you going to premiere
night,
it?
You know what? I don't know whether we will, because we want it to be right when we're doing it for a public performance. So, and I have to say, without one of our crewmen was missing that. He was actually off the island when we recorded that little rehearsal. So he hasn't even had a chance to sing it at all yet or go through it. So we'll have another little rehearsal this weekend. But we will be performing at All Saints Church Hall on this coming Saturday, 7:30, for an RNLI fundraiser. I believe it's sold out.
It is sold out. Mm. Apparently, tickets are selling. Our Judith Leigh messaged me earlier and said, if you're mentioning the gig, you need to know tickets are selling for over £500 on eBay.
Fantastic.
I don't think they are.
I hope they are, because it's all for a good cause.
It would all be for the RNLI, which is a great cause indeed. Well, I'm going to ask you, if you wouldn't mind, will you please nip into the studio next door and record just speaking through your fabulous verses of this, and we'll put it online. I'll share it as a podcast.
Excellent
afterwards
idea.
So that people can listen to it, at least being spoken on the day that the RNLI celebrates its 200th anniversary. And congratulations, because it's a wonderful thing and incredibly rousing. I've already got it in my head.
It's a joint effort. Word from myself, music from David Cowell, and who's an absolute, he's just a magic when it comes to harmonies and putting these together. I don't know how he does it, but it's been a happy combo.
And this could be the new sort of soundtrack for the RNLI.
Well,
I'm sure they will.
We hope so. Maybe they'll pick up on it.
Get
on board with it. I see what you did there. I see what you're launching there, yeah.
Oh, very good.
For centuries sailors crossed the seas, the wind and waves are braving. Should Davy Jones come calling, though no man thought them worth saving. Then in 1822 the racehorse she was grounded, and from that tragic loss of men the lifeboats they were founded. William Hillary was the man, a true life visionary, who made a plan to save each man and woman lost at sea. A snappy title he devised, although he didn't check, a national institution to preserve life from shipwreck. And then he had a brainwave for those sailors still in shock, whose vessels had been smashed to bits upon Conister Rock. A tiny little castle stocked with water, bread and rum, to provide a tower of refuge till the lifeboat men could come. So how would this be funded? Sir William had a thought. The Admiralty would be quite keen. Alas, this came to naught. My dear Sir Bill, they snorted, we're not a charity. I'm afraid the Royal Navy just does not save lives at sea. And who will crew these boats for life? The Admiral's all us Billy. Then put to sea and risk their lives for God knows who. It's silly. I'll prove you wrong, Sir Bill replied, and build a band of brothers who'll ask for naught and leave their wives to save the lives of others.
Undaunted, he continued for the funds he had to meet, from donations by the public in those rattled tins on street. Today, let's all be thankful that he couldn't watch men die. One day, you may be rescued by the great RNLI.